Good morning. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And that's an interesting beginning, isn't it?
Yes.
And with us this morning is 2001 Warbirds Hall of Fame inductee, and it also says pilot of numerous aircraft, Link Dexter. And there we go. We've got him set up. That's this morning's gremlin.
A little scrambling there.
Good morning, Link.
Good morning, gentlemen. It's a pleasure to be here to speak with you this morning.
Oh, you just saying that because it's true.
Listen. You should understand something. This guy is incredible. We were talking to him off air just a few minutes ago, and he's telling me how he worked for an aviation company that gave him a DC-8 with fuel and said, go play.
No kidding.
That's true. Back in the early 80s, I was with a company called Seaboard World Airlines. We merged with Flying Tigers. And shortly after the merge, I was out in training, and one of the vice presidents called me into the office. I kind of wondered what I'd done. He said, I understand that you're associated with the EAA at Oshkosh. I said, yes, sir, I am. And he said, well, we'd like you to take one of our airplanes for the weekend and kind of show it off, if you wouldn't mind doing that. You'll have to fly. We won't pay you to fly, but we'll give you 60,000 pounds of fuel and let you take a nice, shiny, new DC-8-63 to Oshkosh to show it off. So
nice.
It was one fine weekend.
You know, if you could just get that airplane back here, that would be something.
Oh, definitely. Try to find a DC-8 these days, though.
Yep.
Yes, most of the DC-8s have gone to the happy hunting ground. There were a few of them around still with the larger fan engines on them, but
the rest of them are all Airbuses.
The rest of them are all gone.
That's a shame. It's a classic airliner like the 707. Did you ever get any time with any of the Convair airliners, the 880 or 990?
No, I never, for some reason, never got into any of those. They were some of the fastest airplanes back in its day, but they didn't make very good freighters.
No, the 990 was like the speediest commercial airliner out there, and there weren't many of them built. I don't know why.
Probably expensive to run.
That could be. Fast airplanes usually slurp fuel.
Yeah, I think it was a fuel consumption issue that kind of put them to rest.
That's a shame. They were, they looked like 707s.
Pretty much everything looked like the 707 back then.
So, yeah. So you're flying an airliner, and you were saying that this DC-8, you brought this thing in, and it was a smaller runway here?
For years, we had the largest airplane to land at Whitman because the runway, I think back then, was only 6,000 feet. And it was too short for them to bring in the 74s and some of the ones that after they lengthened the runway. But it was fun. It was rather large. We had to move it every day, bring it in so people could get on it, and then park it off on the side during the evenings because the tail was so high it obstructed the ILS.
Oh, geez. Wow.
So a movable traffic obstruction.
That is incredible.
Yes, it was.
So you got to fly a lot of airliners. What was your favorite airliner?
I liked the DC-8 for a lot of reasons. One, that it still had all push-pull backup systems in case you lost all your hydraulics or whatever. And I truly thought it was a great airplane for what it was designed for. Once picked up a load of coffee beans down in Uganda, and they had weighed all the beans. And then what happened was, the beans that set outside covered in plastic when it monsooned for about 3 days down there. Nobody re-weighed them, so we took off at almost twice the weight the airplane should have carried.
Oh, my. That must have been exciting.
Yes, it was. Fortunately, at the end of a 15,000-foot runway in Uganda, Lake Victoria started, so we went out across there almost making a wake until we got...
Oh, I can just imagine the cockpit voice recorder on that one.
Well, it was really interesting because we had, accused people of putting gold or smuggling things in there. It wasn't until we got up to Djibouti that we made them offload and weigh everything. So, yeah, it made the day. That the question DCA was, flew.
The question was, after you reweighed it, did you put it all back on, or did you leave half of it behind?
No, it was all it. Once it got to Djibouti, that's where it was going. Idi Amin was having all his coffee beans hijacked, so he paid the airline to take them from Uganda out to the coast of Djibouti, and then it was loaded on ships.
And then there was a collective sigh of whoosh, after that flight.
I was going to say, if that had if something had happened to that, there would have been a lot of unhappy people without their morning coffee.
Well, yeah, it would have been. I would have been very unhappy too.
Yeah, you would have been. You'd have been first one there.
So that was great.
I had a question and it went whoop out of my mind. Oh, I would have wondered what would have happened had you called the engineers at Douglas and said, "We just did this and took this much cargo on your airplane." They probably would have been like, "You did what?"
They would have all gone into cardiac arrest.
It truly was an amazing airplane, and I can remember we were never going to get to stop anyway, and so we had about 3,000 feet left, and the DCA, it was a two-stage rotation because you'd hit the tail if you rotated it. So at about 3,000 foot left, I took all the throttles and shoved them all the way forward, and the engineer started going, "You're over-temping all my engines, you're over." I said, "Look out the window." I never heard another word from him.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Well, you also had an interesting career with the Navy, too. You were ferrying aircraft for a while.
Yeah, I spent the last 3.5 years in VRF 31, and it was quite an interesting thing. I flew all of the helicopters that the Navy had in their inventory. I was current in all of them. Also flew Sky Raiders. And
Where did you find the time to learn all these different machines? They just said, "Go fly that one?"
All my life since I've been a kid in flying airplanes, I always flew different kinds. And my father-in-law was an ex-chief AP, and he was into crop dusting and stuff after he got out, so I flew some of that. Just was lucky to get to play with a lot of different airplanes.
Very lucky.
Sounds like you had a lot of fun.
I had a lot of fun. It was truly... I've had a real blessed life on some of these.
So more fun than the CO ever knew about, huh?
Occasionally. Occasionally they would find out.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Dexter, what are you doing buzzing that apartment building again?
Yeah, for the third time. Well,
it wasn't so much that. It was like once I remember taking a Sky Raider to visit some people up in Idaho and wasn't really supposed to be at this little small field. And... unfortunately, got real hot and it sank into the asphalt.
Oops.
So then
trying
to figure out, had to borrow a couple of farm tractors to get it pulled back out of the things. But,
and then the airport wanted the Navy to repair the asphalt, I'll bet.
That was basically what it was, but I ended up having to pay for it out of my pocket because I didn't want anybody else to know about it. And then when they found out I was going to pay for it, they waived the fee.
That was awful nice of them.
Yes. And I got away with it.
And to this, they figured you were in enough trouble already.
And to this day, those holes are still filled in, and they have a little plaque commemorating the occasion.
Well, there's probably a picture somewhere.
I'm sure there are pictures of that airplane being there, yes.
Sunk up to the axles in asphalt.
Yeah,
That's got to be one of those uh-oh moments, that's for sure. What was your favorite airplane?
Actually, my favorite prop airplane probably was the Sky Raider. I enjoy that.
Was kind of like flying a bus, wasn't it?
No, the Sky Raider, well, there were two different Sky Raiders. There's the one with the blue room where you can party in the back and do the work up front, and then there was the single seat Sky Raider that was a really good performer. But the airplane, it'll only airplane I know of that'll carry twice its own weight and payload. So,
On purpose.
It was a heck of a good airplane.
Yeah, it was designed that way. It sounds colorful.
Very. And unfortunately, we ran out of time for color.
Yet again. It always goes so fast when we get an interesting story.
Yep.
Well, we have Link Dexter here. He's to the 2001 Warbirds Hall of Fame inductee and obviously pilot of numerous aircraft.
Yes.
He finds a way to overstress them, that's for sure, but yet they hang in there. Oh, boy.
He's quality control.
Yes, definitely. I'm Fast Eddie.
And I'm Digital Dave, and this is EAA Radio.